After the closing jingle, stick around for a little talk with Luke Combs.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Okay, it's very light and airy. And
hey there, Delilah, are you listening to our podcast?
Makes me want to buy an iPhone.
You little boys don't help nobody around here but the damn self.
We had a lady call the show, and she was talking about her Christmas lights, and she's like, I need to get them hung, and da, 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 and I said, why don't you get the neighborhood boys to help you?
You little boys don't help nobody around here but the damn self.
It was a couple across the street, and the boys were younger, and they would sit out in the every afternoon. They would sit out in their little lawn chairs in their driveway and watch the kids, you know, on the playing. Bicycles and playing and all that kind of stuff. And they would just they would tell me, they said, you know, we just love watching the kids play. It's just, you know, reminds us of, you know, when our kids they were in there probably. Mid-70s by then, I guess. And then Mr. Merle, Earl died. He passed away.
Goodbye,
and then,
Earl.
Yeah.
Dang, what?
Man, I'm trying to be good here.
I know you're trying to be good.
You little boys don't help nobody around here but the damn self.
And then Miss Margie, it was her and her little pug dog. This man, she loved that dog so much. You know, the stereotypical, you know, cat lady, she was the dog lady. I walked in one time to her into her house, and she had the pug throw blankets, rugs, magnets, lamps,
oh yeah,
pictures, everything.
I love that
dog,
man.
She passed away. Well, she moved to a home, and then she passed away. But I always loved having her in, she was like our grandma of the neighborhood that we would all go help.
Neighborhood granny.
Yeah, and so like,
so
you know,
did your boys mow her lawn and stuff?
Nah, she had a service or whatever did that. But I did have a good, like one time there was like really bad storms coming in, like thunderstorms and a tornado warning, and it was like on our path, and I was like, so it's sideways, man. It's bad. Now I pull up, I was like, I'm going to take her over to our neighbor's house. We're all going over to the neighbor's to go into the basement. And it was, 9 o'clock at night. She's asleep, had been for hours. So I go over and I knock on the door, and
surprised
all the lights are
you
off.
Weren't asleep by for hours at 9 p.m.
And so I'm knocking on the door, and then I'm like, oh, it's so dark, she can't see me. So I put the flashlight on my face so she could see me.
So you look like some.
So I'm like, hey, Miss Marge, it's Derek. There's a storm coming, and she can't hear, and then she's got to get her dog, and I'm like, I don't know, I think, okay, so bring the dog, and we drive, it's a whole thing. It was a great memory for me, but, and no tornado, by the way, we survived, but we sat down in the basement with Miss Margie and all the neighbors, and had a moment.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, I want to get one of those garage shelter things.
That goes on the ground?
Yeah, you put it like right under where you park, and it's amazing because it's
got
little steps.
My parents had one.
Is it awesome?
It was, honestly, it was claustrophobic, but they had to use it a couple of times, and they managed to get their three dogs in it, too.
You know, I would decorate mine. I mean, if you're going to have to go down there and, you know, in the middle of a crazy moment, I would want to have it decorated. I'd have like Christmas lights and things hanging up. I think it'd be more fun and festive.
They had.
And then if you get stuck, let's say the house falls down on you. If you get stuck for 12 hours, you're there with, you know, you got Kool-Aid and, you know, Capri
Kool-Aid.
Sun. You got all this stuff.
Well, they had a case of water.
Oreos.
They had a weather radio. Okay. And I believe they had some sort of charger in there, but
they liked it more if they had Christmas lights.
They might have. I don't know. My mother was, you know, she finally left the state of Connecticut in her 50s, and she moves to Alabama, and so she was so terrified of tornadoes, rightfully so, that was her number one priority. Is we are getting a tornado shelter put in, and of course, everybody else in the neighborhood who's lived there the entire lives, they're like, okay, whatever, crazy Yankee, and you know, but I get it. It was her peace of mind. And so they paid the money and they had that thing installed.
I like to watch those videos on YouTube about like all the hidden rooms and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And all the,
you know, before my divorce, that's what I wanted so bad, was a hidden room. Like, that's so cool.
That's what you needed.
When I was a kid, any book that had a secret room or a secret passageway, it's when you hit that like 10, 11, 12, mm-hmm. and you're wearing kind of scary books, but like they're scary for kids. And whenever you're like, why is she hearing noises? And then she's feeling up on the corner of the wall and boop, a door opens and you're like, oh, like it's like
Goosebumps.
The best book. It's the best.
Yeah, there's a lot of general contractors have that as like a side business, the secret hidden room kind of.
Like a panic room or just a hidden room?
But either way, so construction, they'll be like, well, hey, you know, we also offer this where you can take a, you know, a bookcase and you move a book and the whole thing, and, you know, for an extra.
Who doesn't want to live in a Scooby-Doo episode?
Yeah, and also $80,000 and you put it onto the, I mean, what's that? When it's the entire home, it's another $80,000. You're
fine.
Already into it, so whatever.
$80,000 to make one of those rooms?
Oh, at least.
See, I was thinking, because the way I had it was, remember the little room that I converted into a movie theater?
Mm-hmm. That would have been perfect.
That would have been great, because there was only one entrance into that room, and it was a big double-wide French door, because it used to be kind of like this all-purpose, whatever, wasted space. But they had the double French doors, and I was like, well, you take the double French doors off and you make that look like it's like this big in-wall shelving unit. And I'm like, that would be perfect for disguising the mm-hmm. hidden room.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been easy. I mean, that would have been, I don't think it would have been $80,000. I think it might have been able to be done for, you know, a couple $100. Hey, going to Home Depot and knock it out.
Hey, what do y'all think about this Netflix buying Warner Brothers? What do you think that's going to happen? What's going to happen with all this?
Well, I think my prices are going up again.
Yeah. For on Netflix?
For Netflix.
How much was it? $28 a share? Like $82 billion
yeah, like I
or
pay
something
20,
crazy?
And I pay $20 a month for Netflix right now. I think when I signed up, it was probably half that. But now...
You have no commercials, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's... I say it's just me, but I know. Technically, I have put it on my parents' TV and my brother's TV, but I don't think they watch it enough for me to have gotten caught.
$82.7 billion.
Billion. And then what's interesting is...
Oh, they're using your login?
Yeah.
Oh, they
did take
that.
It away, but I think because none of us are on it enough, it might seem plausible that perhaps I'm visiting. I don't think we're all using it at the same time.
Okay.
And I
so
think
you,
that's
you,
how we're not getting
you have
caught.
The $25 a month one?
That must be it, yeah.
So you can add two extra members for $6.99 each, ooh. But you just went, I'm just
no, at that point, I'd be like, y'all get your own. But HBO Max was doing a deal over Black Friday where you could add it, I think, to Hulu for $3 a month. And I was this close to ponying up for that. And now I'm thinking, okay, well, when does this deal go through? And is it still with Hulu? Is that going to avoid it? And then again, is this going to be an extra add-on for Netflix? Because if you're talking, you're still calling it HBO. It's,
I think in time,
taking all my money.
In time, it's going to all be rolled into one streaming thing. And I'm sure you go with whatever the biggest brand is. Back in the day, 3-4 years ago even, I'd have said, well, HBO, even 10 years ago, HBO is the biggest brand of all of them. Like, I don't know why they ever didn't. Why didn't they just get rid of Max and just call it HBO?
That was ridiculous.
I mean, you're the brand. And then now you look at Netflix HBO as a thing. I mean, Netflix is bigger than HBO. Netflix is bigger than Warner Brothers. Netflix
yeah,
is the name
owns
brand.
Them. A friend of mine, he's an actor, but I didn't realize he's a writer as well. And he just... posted yesterday that he had written some series or movie that there was a bidding war for, and it went to Netflix. And I was like, well, of course, if there's money involved, Netflix is always going to pay the most. And I'm like, look at you getting paid, sir. Congratulations.
Is Netflix making money?
They have to be. Oh, you know why? Product placement. All these shows right now,
Stranger Things, Coca-Cola.
Stranger Things, Emily
like
in Paris, the one with Kristen Bell, Dunkin' Donuts is all over it. It's all product placement. That's where they're making their money, is they're doing these kind of brand deals. Now, I don't know how that pays for Bridgerton, because you can't really do a brand deal for something set in the 1810s.
Yeah.
But all these other shows, They are throwing those brand deals in.
I saw a thing on James Bond the other day. James Bond. How much did they spend? Amazon bought James Bond, the series from the Broccolis. And the crazy thing was that they were talking about $20 million, they're saying, or closer to $1 billion by the time it's done. They only have like 10 years to do something with it because James Bond has been around so long, it goes into public domain in like the mid-2030s. Again, 10 years from now.
They might still be able to fight that, though, the way Disney has with Mickey Mouse, because it's technically still an evolving brand. That was Disney's argument. So James Bond might be able to... There are ways around it now because of the... Because nobody predicted 100 years ago that people would still care about James Bond or Mickey Mouse or anything like that.
Okay, well, it says right here, 2035, James Bond becomes public domain. It is still there as of right now. So in 2035, if Amazon doesn't do something now and start... If they turn it into a series, then you could do that thing where you do all the licensing deals and all that. But I don't know if you're going to make up $1 billion.
Oh, to be part of James Bond? Oh,
you only have 10 years to make up $1 billion.
Hey, please. Get Aston Martin in on that. Get some sort of whatever is in a martini. I don't know if it's gin or whatever.
Yeah,
like James Bond has a brand now. Get a Versace is going to outfit James Bond. Prada will outfit whoever the femme fatale is in it. You can do all that kind of stuff. It's like the people who place medical devices in things like Grey's Anatomy.
What?
Yes, that's a whole business.
They do what now?
They place, like, when you watch Grey's Anatomy or any of those medical shows, there are, like, General Electric is, you know, that's one of the brands they have is medical devices.
So and if you're looking at the back of an MRA and an MRI machine in the background, they'll place, they will pay to put their machine in there so people go, look, it's in Grey's.
Yeah, because, like, a friend of mine, her husband sells medical equipment. So if she's watching Grey's Anatomy and he's watching, he's like, oh, I know that one. That's the XRT 4600 or whatever. It's, you've gotten it. It's a small, finite amount of eyes that will be seeing it, but the right ones will see it. And that's what you want. You want to reinforce the brand loyalty.
I will never look at anything the same again on TV shows and all that. I mean, any kind of accidental product placement is never an accident.
Never.
And that's the same way with news, too. Like, I, since my eyes have been opened, you know, you're watching the news and you can totally see paid stories all the time.
Oh, all the
Especially when they're lifestyle-oriented bits or whatever.
And they also kind of look a little different. You're kind of like, what?
The vibe on them is different.
Yeah, they're like on a weird set.
You know, when Dee sends me a screenshot because a guy I dated was on a news show.
Believe that. And that was paid?
Yes, yeah. He was promoting his business, absolutely.
Yeah, most of these like midday TV shows, those guests pay to get on.
When we did did we pay for that?
No.
No, they asked us
to do that for the CMAs or pick what we thought was going to win or whatever.
Okay. I was going to say, why would we pay for that?
No, you got it.
No, I'm saying because we are the media. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, it wasn't an insult to say, like, we wouldn't pay for that. It's like, well, no, we're contributing... you know, very timely content to them with a name behind it. So we are a good get for them.
And the interesting thing is, too, it makes its balance because you have the paid stuff and then you have the natural organic stuff. That's so wild.
Most of those ones that are health related are usually paid. You know, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anything like, you know, hey, go to this wellness clinic or go to this, you know, men's thing.
Or when they feature a restaurant.
I do want to get my tea checked, though, man. Like, didn't you say you went and did it?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No? Or one of your buds or somebody? I want to be like, man, check my tea.
Oh, Gunner did.
Gunner's 21. At the age of 21, he checked his tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's for... it's his job. They had to do a. He has to do a drug test and all this stuff. They do a blood draw, and he's wanting to know where he was, because he's just like, I think I want to get some. I'm like, son, why? Because I just want to get better results. I'm
well,
like,
yeah, because he's lifting and he wants to get swole.
Yeah, and he sees
is
guys.
Is he not already?
Yeah,
like he's in amazing shape.
Yeah, but not.
So
yeah.
Guys' version
he
of
looks
amazing
broad
shape
to me.
It's a different thing. Guys'
version.
We want He-Man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We grew up with action figures, so that's, you know, we all want to look like Stallone in his prime.
Yeah.
We want to look like Rocky.
Women love a vascular man, Carson.
Do we?
Actually, a lot of dudes now want to look like Brad Pitt in Fight Club. That's been the thing for the past several years.
Yeah, that's... skinny guys have it easy. They really do. Like, I've been lifting basically, you know, on a regular basis for 2 years. I don't show it.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't show it. Not like, you see, like, Luke Bryan, like you talked about, Luke Bryan had that little pop in his tricep. Luke isn't out there lifting like crazy and all that kind of stuff, but he started skinny, so it shows. Yeah. It's almost unfair, because I've been busting my butt, and I can't get the pop. Yeah. I can't get the vascular.
But most men will never achieve calves like you have in their lifetime.
Yeah, you got to, you know, think about the good parts.
Yeah.
You have a good part.
And the calf is the hardest muscle to work on the body.
And also, I've been seeing a lot of things talking about how your calves are your second heart because it pumps blood back to your real heart, and it's really good for circulation. So you're probably going to be heart healthy.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Well, I've got like five hearts then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You could, are you an organ donor? Because you
so you know what's
you could make six new people walk with those things.
I saw a thing the other day that said you should never, because I use my hot tub probably more than anybody on planet Earth. I get into that thing almost daily, and I saw a thing saying that you should not take a hot shower or get into a hot tub after eating. Because it'll cause a heart attack. I'm like, I do that all the time.
I've heard that it'll it puts you into too low of a blood pressure, and people can pass out and drown in them.
Oh,
well.
Okay. I'll never forget that time, man. I was cutting grass and it was so hot, and I was like getting to a point. You know, you get to the point where you don't sweat anymore, and you're just like you're just baking. It feels like
you're all sweated out.
You get that weird pasty feel. And I
right
was
before the stroke.
And I was like, we gotta finish this one strip. And I finished it. I let go of the lawnmower. It died. And I walked straight. I kicked my shoes off, and I got in right into the water of the hot tub. And it was the same. Like my body was the same temperature as it was.
Oh no!
And I felt like I was in this. I felt like I was floating in nothingness.
Wow.
Just had this completely weird, I've never had that experience, but then I had to clean the stuff out of the...
Oh, all the grot.
The grass. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I lived.
I still want to do the float tank thing, and I know you said you didn't like it, but I just think that would be such a good, cool reset.
Kat does it. Kathy does it all the time.
Does she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she loves it. Her and her girlfriend, they
is
go.
Is it a place out by your house or out over here
by
the studio?
No, it's over here. I think it's over here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they have different ones. So they have like an open one that I did. It's a larger too.
I want total sensory deprivation.
Would you get in the tank?
I want it to be soundproof.
They have
those. I want it to be lightproof. And I just want to drift off. I want it to look like, you know, whenever Eleven in Stranger Things goes into that that little world where everything's black.
That's what it's like, man.
That's what I want.
So the way you do it is you go in there and you go in. Each one has its own room, and some of them are, and they have different types of pods. And then they have the open one. But in the pod in the room, you go in, everyone takes a shower. They have like a shower in each room. You shut the door, lock the door, whatever. Take a shower, and you get in it, and you shut the door, and it's tons of salt that's in it, like tons. And so you'll float. And
we all float down here.
We all, hello, Timmy, or whatever name is. It took me, I don't know, I'm guessing, because you lose time.
Body temperature, so it doesn't feel hot or cold?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's not, I don't remember that. I think you're right, yes. But it's very relaxing. You kind of lose track of time. I was in there for an hour, and some people get really weird. They feel like people poking them.
Ooh.
That's a very common feel is like,
well, dude,
hearing voices.
How many times I'm just standing around and I feel my cell phone vibrate in my pocket that is not
no cell
on
phone?
Me,
man.
And I'm
me
like,
too.
What is that? It's like some kind of weird muscle memory. You're used to these things going off all the
true.
Time.
Yeah,
I did that the other day. I had a vibration on my wrist. I thought it was on my thing. I looked. I'm like, I'm wearing an old school analog watch. I'm like, that's so bizarre.
That is weird because you have one that does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I would love to do that because I just. somebody was telling me that they went in there and like they were able to completely check out of the world because it was like it took their guesstimate was like 15 minutes to actually really remove themselves from their day, like leading up to getting into the tank.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was complete, utter, different world, different realm, all of that.
I think it's harder for women to do, to because your brains are so much wired differently. We're very kind of like, okay, I'm here now. This is why I am. But you guys are like, it's like spaghetti. You know everything.
You
one
mean versus the waffle?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, exactly right. And so it may take, if it's a lady doing it, may take a little bit longer to achieve that.
I used to be able to, so I learned how to meditate years ago. And I used to do it on a regular basis. Once or twice a day minimum, I would actually bring myself into that state where I would just be at total calm and whatever. I have not been able to do that since my oldest daughter was probably two. And I don't know if it's because I don't sleep the way I used to or whatever, because right when I get, I can still feel myself getting to that point. And right when I know I'm about to get into that full state of meditation, I fall asleep.
I mean, 10 cups of coffee time. Probably doesn't help.
Yeah, you do drink a lot of coffee, man.
But why do I fall asleep then? I mean, if I can bring myself down to that state, it should allow me to stay in the state.
But there are two different things, though, with the sleep and, you know, the meditation.
It sucks. I used to love meditating.
Do you have a sleep thing that like tracks your sleep, how you did that night?
I mean, I used to, because the Fitbit used to do that, and it would tell you how long you've been in REM and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't had a Fitbit in years. So, yeah, I mean, I used to sleep 4 and 5 hours a night.
You have one, Carson?
Yeah, my Fitbit tracks all that. I'm still not sure. I've seen where sometimes I'll get in bed and I read, and it tracks that as light sleep. And I'm like, well, no. But I get it. Like, I'm stationary. All I'm doing is just, like, flipping a page or flipping a screen. And so
it's
not
relaxing, though. So it could be classified as...
Okay, but it's not sleep. Because there is a difference in sleep and being awake. So to classify it as sleep is incorrect. So to say that I got 7 hours of sleep, well, no, I didn't. Because the enemies didn't become lovers until chapter 16. So...
Do you guys wake up much during the night?
Yes. Yeah. Lately, I have been.
What's a lot to you?
2:30 in the morning to 2:40. It's always in the same exact spot. Mm-hmm. And I wake up and I'm up for an hour, maybe 90 minutes sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I haven't. Oh. I have not slept a full night in a long time. And wow. It's not like I'm doing anything. I'm not grabbing. Because at first, during that time, whenever you can't go back to sleep, eventually you grab your phone or whatever. I don't touch it. And I just sit there in the dark and I listen to the gunshots and the cars passing and
the chickens.
Whatever.
And
all that. Yeah.
So, how much often do you wake up, Carson?
Not much, actually. Normally there's, like, oddly, last night I think I woke up around 1:20 in the morning. And I just always kind of roll over to make sure that I didn't miss an alarm. But for the most part, I sleep through the night with no issues.
Chef, you sleep?
I wake up 2 to 3 times a night. And sometimes when I wake up, I'll be up for about an hour.
Garrett, I bet you don't wake up at all.
I've never had sleeping issues. That's my big flex.
So when you go to bed and you fall asleep, you don't wake up until the next morning?
Occasionally I have to go pee, but
other than that,
never.
I used to be like that, and I don't know what changed. Like, it's only been here in the last 4 years, maybe 5 years, that I started waking up. I mean, when do you wake up? Several times a night or once?
Oh, yeah, no, several.
Do you still, even with the CPAP?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
My secret, a glass of warm milk before bed.
See, that's got so much. I always feel it's got sugar in it.
Yeah.
And it makes me jittery.
Also, like, warm milk is, unless there's chocolate in it, bleh.
I'm with you.
Oh, I need like ice cold milk.
I do love a good glass of milk, though, occasionally. Mm. But I used to wake up 30 to 35 times a night.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I used to sleep
terrible.
Hard, and I never woke up. Now I only wake up one time a night, usually, but it's for 90 minutes. Sucks.
Yeah, Kathy can't sleep much. She's kind of a late night owl or whatever. She has a sleep thing, though, where it keeps track of it all, and she can kind of see where.
And I think actually what woke me up last night was I have the TV on when I sleep. And there was some commercial where the stupid volume was so much louder than anything else.
Oh, when it takes you out of it?
Yeah, and the chick yelled, whatever she yelled, the first word started with a C. So I thought somebody yelled Carson. And I like was like, what? And I don't even know what this chick was yelling about. But I was like, why is she so loud? I have this turned down.
You ever had sleep paralysis?
No.
Thankfully.
Oh,
man,
thank goodness. Oh, my gosh. I hear the stories of people who wake up and they can't move and there's someone at the end of
the
bed.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Oh, my gosh. And they just, it feels so real, but they, you know.
Yeah, they're just trapped.
They just can't move. Because there's a something your body puts out that keeps you from moving during when you sleep. And I guess it's like, it gets messed up and so still keeps you paralyzed. Terrifying.
Yeah, that I have no desire to ever experience that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, changing subjects, it is football is coming to an end. We've got our championship games today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the bowl games and then we get the playoffs and
winding down.
It's go time.
It is.
Which is very sad because go time means it's about to go. Football's about to be done. And that is a very sad thing because we're going to get into that weird part of the year where there's nothing. Except for basketball. The NBA.
Yeah, I kind of get into it. I do like some NCAA basketball, though.
Yeah.
I do enjoy that.
Oh, and I forgot to do my Bubba bet.
Oh, gosh.
Is it even worth it at this point?
No.
Past couple days have been rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Carson Bubba makes these crazy bets of, like, teams that absolutely will have a good chance of winning. Like, all, like, favorites.
But
not
like,
just a little bit, a lot.
Yeah. Like teams that are favored by 20-something points.
Yeah, yeah. And so he'll take a – so if you bet on that, if you bet one,
if you bet a dollar, you might win a cent.
Yeah.
And so – but if you string a bunch of them together, it gets – your number goes higher. And so he was being successful with that, and he was testing it out. You know, guys, we always have a method, and this was his method. He's – started out small, I'm assuming, right? Put like a few dollars on it. You're like, hey, that hit.
Oh,
you're like, oh, it hit again.
Started hitting. I was tracking. Win, loss, win, 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 loss, win, 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 loss, win, loss, 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 loss.
There it is.
What they call gambler's ruin. It is literally a term for that reason.
I was killing it for a while. And then.
Well, and the thing is, he started doing so well. You hear all the win, win, win. Well, that's when me and Chafe and Garrett were all like.
I stayed out.
Oh, yo, I got into it.
Garrett's brother even got in on it.
Yeah, we were saying Bubba bet probably 500 times over the weekend.
Yeah, it's at a Bubba bet. And, I won some. Some of them were pretty good. Like, I put, like, $5 or something, but he was putting crazy because
I was winning so much. I'm like, let's turn this into real money. I know I was down.
The best is he goes, no, dude, I'm just for it, just numbers, whatever you say. No,
I put 20 in. 35.
I put 35 in, and I win, like, what'd you get? 60 or 50 or something like that?
Some.
I'm like, no, you didn't get that. You didn't win 50. You won the difference between 50 and what you bet. So, like, it's not.
This bet, I just put one together, and it's so bad. I would risk a dollar to make 16 cents.
So good.
Yeah.
He made one the other day, and we followed it. Me and Garrett followed it. And Garrett goes, well, he put a group text. He goes, well, we lost the first game because you put Army to win, and Army was like a terrible odd to win. And like he did it on mistake by mistake because everyone else, all the other teams were like, you know, favored. Yeah. He's like, I was just thinking maybe, you know.
I did that for y'all because you guys, here we go.
But he didn't tell us.
And that was also the first game to happen, too. So my entire bet was dead.
Done.
Off the first leg.
Well, at least you knew early.
Yeah, I went, you know what I did?
It didn't give you hope.
I didn't take the bet. And then I saw that Army lost, and then I went in and took it without them on it and won it.
I did too, though. I didn't tell you that I did too, but yeah. Anyway,
did you just send me one? Oh,
No. Yeah, no. I'm not sending you anything anymore.
DraftKings. I get stuff in DraftKings constantly. Hey, what's going on? You know what's playing?
I miss you.
Hey, you haven't bet in 3 days. You want to now?
Oh, hey, by the way, the new Luke Combs song is out, Giving Her Away.
So good.
We talked to him this week a little bit. Played some of it this week, too. And it's going to be the wedding song, man. It is good. He's in that, you know, I liked it. You know, when he had first kids, it was just like daddy stuff. And now he's kind of moving into more, you know, older, I don't know. Human people stuff.
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're going to see the different stages of Luke Combs. You know, we went from the party guy to the new dad to the new or party guy to the relationship guy to the new dad to, you know, as he gets older, it's going to be cool to see.
I think that stuff's important because like sometimes you get like an older artist, like say McGraw comes out and it's like some kind of he's like looking for girls at the bar and it's just like, "What? Mm. Why is this like just because we put ourselves when we hear a song, we put that person who's singing it in that song.
Y'all mm-hmm. do. I never understood that. I always go, no, it's just a song.
I absolutely do that. Like, they are the personification of that song to me.
Yeah, me too. It's just kind of weird to, yeah.
I don't know. I guess maybe that's that the waffle, whatever you called it a minute ago. Yeah. I don't have a problem just going, okay, well, you know, they're just singing about a song. I mean, those guys don't all party nonstop.
No, he doesn't party at all anymore.
Yeah, so, it's good. Anyway, we good? We're going to start the weekend?
Yeah, I got to look forward to your Bubba bet.
I put a dollar on one for $3.
That's not bad. A dollar to win three is pretty good.
It's a stretch. It's one I don't expect to hit.
This is why I made you start couponing.
Yeah.
I'm going to save you money somewhere.
And thank you for
are
that.
You? Are you? Oh, on the app?
That's what gave me the itchies, though, because I ended up saving money by going buy some new brand of
detergent,
and it screwed me up because I ended up breaking out because I'm all, like, allergic to everything.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, boys don't help nobody around here but the damn self.
The damn self. Have a good one, and just remember, 2.5 weeks until Christmas.
But now it's over.
But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Let's go.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
You know, boys don't help nobody around here but the damn bird.
Chelsea, where Luke Combs put out a tweet to Coca-Cola.
This
kind of irks me a little bit. Is at it Coca-Cola,
like complaining?
I would just read it. At Coca-Cola, where can a brother get some Coke Zero Holiday Vanilla? Picked up a case on a whim, fell in love, and now it's gone. Boy, you make enough. You could buy you a Coca-Cola plant.
That's sponsored.
You think?
Oh, yes.
No, don't they have to tag it with ad?
Yeah, they do.
They do. No, I think he's just legit looking for it. Also, you're smart because Coca-Cola is now going to bend over backwards to get that. He doesn't have to go to the grocery store anymore. Hey,
Luke, look outside your window. They're pulling up.
It's a big truck backing up. Beep, beep, beep. But if not, there's also fans who are going to be on the lookout for him.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be, anytime now they see, what is it called again?
Coke Zero Vanilla.
Okay, so whenever they see that, they're going to be in the store going, oh, that's a Luke complex. Let me send it to him. And so he gets tagged throughout the day.
Or they're going to reach out to him and do a deal, and he's going to not only get the free product, but they're going to pay him.
Yeah.
I wonder what, have y'all ever had it?
No, I have not.
I will call him.
Okay. He's probably asleep, but...
I know he's not going to answer because he'll look down. He'll be like, "Oh, this is going to be something stupid."
Because it is.
It is absolutely dumb. Hey, what is so good about the vanilla Coca-Cola?
It's just good, dude.
Is it good?
So we were discussing. That's not an ad. You're not. You're not.
Not an ad. No. Okay. No ad.
Did you just accidentally try it?
Yeah, basically they just had like 2 12-packs of it at the grocery store, and I bought one, and I was like, man, that's good. I went back to get some more, and it's like I've been back to the store 3 4 times, and it's just never there anymore.
Wow. All right, so if fans started sending you pictures of it, saying you can get it here and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I need. Okay. Should I? Yeah, they did. Yeah, should I? Do I need to travel to go get it?
We were just talking about how the Coca-Cola is going to send a truck to your house.
There's gonna be a semi truck backing up in a minute.
I wish they would.
Have you not heard from them?
Have you not heard from them?
I'm stuck.
I got phone kid duty in here.
Oh, I got you.
Don't blow that. Don't blow this train whistle. Well, quite yet, though. Quite yet. Give me 30 seconds.
But hey, by the way, the new song coming out on Friday is ridiculous. It's going to be the wedding song of the year.
I thought we talked about this, though. I thought we had a nice discussion where you're like, we were like, hey, Luke, stop breaking our hearts with all these kids songs. And no. Then you're like, boom, here we go. One more, Daddy Daughters.
You got to do it.
No. Well, the one that comes out Friday will be the fully produced song?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. All right, well, hey, if we find some, what is it again?
Coke Zero
Vanilla?
It's like holiday vanilla.
Oh, it's like the McRib. It's only going to be around for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No. They definitely need to back one of those trucks up to your place.
Dude, you better start stocking that stuff up. Prep it. You're a prepper.
I can't even find one thing of it. You're talking about stocking it up. I can't even find any of it.
All right, I'll tell you. We have some friends at Coke Corporate. We'll see what we can do for you.
Do we?
No.
Oh. All right, y'all have a good one.
See you, man. Bye.
All right, bye.
I would have bet you $1 million that Luke Combs was not going to answer the phone right now.
He probably thought it was a sports bet or some kind of question I had it for him.